six pairs of truma. The previous parak we learned about mixtures of truma and chulin. This parak is discussing a person who eats, who is not a kohen and eats a truma, what does he have to do? So the first mission is discussing a person who is a oichel truma shoygeg, a person who ate truma by accident, not intentionally. And therefore, the Torah says, Mishal Kerem V'chaymish. He has to pay back the principal because he was not to the Kohanim, and he also has to pay back a fifth more to the Kohanim. Echad ha'oichel ve'echad ha'shoyte ve'echad ha'soch. This payment is whether he ate it or drank it, or even if he smeared on himself, say, oil of truma, the type of eating. This extra fifth is only when he eats it. He just damages it. He does not have this extra payment. Echad truma tari, echad truma tmei. Not only if he ate truma that was tari, which is mutter to eat, even if he ate truma that was tami, which you're not allowed to eat, the same thing applies. He's misham to chumsha. He pays the fifth. The chumish chumcha, and he also pays the fifth of the fifth. When do you pay the fifth of the fifth? If he separated new produce to be the keren and chumish, you know, it's a principal and another fifth, and then he ate that fifth, which now has the status of truma, then he has to pay a fifth of the fifth. In other words, one and a fifth of the fifth. Yeah. Eidim b'shalim truma. When he's paying back the coin, he can't pay them back with truma because that belongs to the coin anyway. Anyway, he has to take something which is chulin, which is not truma, and that proclaiming truma. Ela chulin metukadim. He takes chulin that already had a truma smarit is taken off, and that he gives to the koyhanim. They not in truma, and it has the status of truma. This is a big chiddush that even though he took off truma, still the Torah says that you give him something that's royu to be Kodesh, which is chulin, and those chulin have the status of truma. Yeah. Okay. Behem not in truma. Yeah. The tashlumin truma, and the tashlumin truma is that if he eats that amount which made it a truma, so that we treated mamash as truma, and therefore if he eats it, he's going to have to pay another principal and a fifth on what he ate. And what's the claim? Limchol einam moichol. Mechila means that somebody owes me money, I can be moichol, and I can say that it's alright, you don't have to pay me back. That's when it's a regular choyf, that he could cause me a damage, or he stole something from me, I could be moichol and say, I'm not going to make a case against it. But here the Torah wants the one who ate it to have a fine or a kapora, and therefore it's not up to the Quran to say that we don't want to take it. It has to be given over to the Quran.